cold, low 35. Thursday, sunny and cool, high 55.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
You're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. Anita Hiles works coast to coast with Realty Executives. She is an award-winning top producer that has been voted Bold City Best Realtor in 2015 and 2016. And she's opened her own real estate office in Jacksonville and Fernandina Beach, Florida. Anita is a retired law enforcement police officer from Southern California, where she serviced for 25 years. Anita has a son, James, who has been serving our great country in the U.S. Army for over 11 years. Now Anita has joined the WBOB team for all things real estate. This is Rapid Fire Real Estate. Here's Anita Hiles.
Good afternoon, Jacksonville. No, it's not quite Anita Hiles yet. This is Bill Hay, and we're continuing that groundbreaking series in The Last Word on WBOB. Today, The Last Word is in real estate, and joining me from Rapid Fire Real Estate, the host of that show, Anita Hiles. Good afternoon, ma'am, and welcome.
Welcome, welcome. I'm glad to be here at 5 p.m., and do not touch that dial. Stay with us, because we have a excellent show here on Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And I am excited to say, if you're familiar with Dave Ramsey or Dave Ramsey Solutions, then you must know Chris Hogan 360. He is the man, and I'll tell you, I am focused and not finished. I am spinning and I'm running and gunning, and here we are. We are ready for Chris Hogan from ChrisHogan360.com.
Let's bring him up on the phone right now and lock him in. Good afternoon, Mr. Hogan. You're on with Anita Hiles.
Hello.
Well, hello, everyone. I'm glad to be with you.
Oh, my gosh. I am so excited. I can't even begin to tell you. I love listening to your show and love listening and watching you on YouTube.
Well, thank you very, very much. I really appreciate the support.
Yes, and you know that we have Ed Dean in the morning. Ed Dean in the morning, the number one, he's the number one guru here in Florida with his morning show, and he is a huge fan of yours, and so I wanted to give you a shout out for him. He was all excited about you coming on, and he listens to you, and he shares a lot of your material as well.
Well, good. Well, you tell him I said thank you. It's an honor. You know, just try to help as many people as I can reach that level of financial independence.
Yes, and that is so important, you know, because in real estate, we want people to be self-sufficient so they can purchase their homes and not be underwater. And so I know you have this new book, in which I'm really going to be pushing, because it's important for home buyers and people in our industry to be self-sufficient, especially when they're going to make such a large purchase. And so tell us about your new book, Everyday Millionaires.
Well, you know, I had read Thomas Stanley's book about 25 years ago, The Millionaire Next Door. And that book was a foundational book for me, just in helping me understand more about just what a millionaire is and what they look like. Well, I wanted to know, in this day and age, is it still possible? Can regular men and women actually build wealth over time? And being a part of Ramsey Solutions for, you know, 13 years, I know that when people do certain actions over time, they're successful. They're able to do some things. But we have our culture telling us that you can't build wealth anymore, that the American dream is not available. And you even hear that from some media outlets. And so I wanted to know the truth. So the team and I got together. We started having conversations. And we ended up commissioning a research firm to help us with this project. We did the largest study that's ever been done on millionaires in the United States. We talked to over 10,000 millionaires from all across the country to find out the truth. And I'm so excited that this book reveals the truth, it busts some myths, but it also shows people the facts of how these people were able to build wealth over time.
That's amazing. That's simply amazing. And who are, like, the top people that you work with? I mean, who are the top out of those 10,000, you know, a lot of us think we cannot reach that millionaire status, but Name some of the top three professions that that you would say that have become millionaires.
Yeah. And doing the research, I really wanted to learn a lot about these people. And we were able to find the top three professions. Coming in at number one were engineers, which doesn't surprise me because they plan for things.
They do.
Number two was accountants, right? And that's not really that surprising because they count things. But the number three position really shocked me, and that was teachers. High school teachers, college professors, teachers fell into that number three rank, which just goes to show when you're focused over time and you have a home and you pay that off and you're paying into your 403B and building wealth over time, that anybody truly can get there. Everyday millionaires are regular men and women that work hard but follow a plan.
Yes. And so what are some of the common myths about this?
Yeah. Well, you know, we bust six myths in the book, but a couple of them that I'll touch on that are the big ones is most people believe that wealthy people have inherited all their money. And that's a thought that people have. And so I really wanted to know. And so in talking to these 10,000 millionaires, we found 79% of them didn't inherit a dime, nothing. And that means these people are all first-generation wealth builders, first-generation billionaires in their family. So, you know, it helps people to understand it's not a matter of what your family leaves to you. It's more about what you work toward for yourself.
Yes, we need to get you a little closer to that mic, Chris, because we're kind of losing you sometimes there a little bit. And
all
so
right, is this better?
It is.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes, thank you. So everyday millionaires is less trust fund babies and more your next door neighbor.
That's exactly right. And oftentimes, you know, you don't know it because these millionaires are not people that are flaunting it. And whenever we think of millionaires, we think of somebody in a fancy suit leaning on a luxury car in front of a big home.
Exactly.
But the reality is, you know, the reality is these are hardworking men and women that are working jobs, but they're focused and they're investing over time. We found on average these millionaires were hitting the millionaire mark right at 50 years of age. And so that meant that they were spending 25 to 28 years investing in their 401ks and in their 403Bs. And by the way, the number one tool that these millionaires said helped them to get there, 79% of them said it was their employer-sponsored retirement plan. So these are people utilizing 401ks, 403Bs, Roth IRAs, and IRAs consistently over time.
So how does one become, what is your main method? I mean, how do you become a millionaire based on your book here?
Well, I think it really boils down to really three areas. I think the first thing is you've got to believe that it's available to you. You know, too oftentimes, I was born in rural Kentucky, so I didn't have millionaires in front of me as an example paving the way. And so if you don't know of someone or you don't see it, then you don't believe that it's something that you can do. So I want people to understand and believe that you can do it. It's not a matter of where you went to school. 62% of these millionaires went to public universities. 8% of them went to community college, and 9% didn't graduate from college at all. So it has nothing to do with where you went to school. It has nothing to do with your income. A third of these millionaires never had a six-figure income in a single working year. So again, it goes back to regular people working regular jobs but being focused. So I think with our beliefs, it's the first place to start. Next, it boils down to our knowledge. We've got to grow in our knowledge about what to do. How does money work? How do you go about investing? And finally, it really boils down to our personal habits. What are we doing day in and day out, month in and month out, consistently over time? And I think those three areas can put people on the path, I know it will, to becoming everyday millionaires themselves.
That is so true, especially this time of year. You know, people are getting ready to do their taxes. And so a lot of us will be going through, you know, our bank statements to get that information. And one thing that I've learned just even about myself when I do that is I look at so much waste. It's like going out to dinner, you know, cable, you know, that we need every channel. And so when you look at a lot of those things that go out constantly and you add them up through the year, there's a lot of waste. And a lot of that money can be going into a 401k or the bank account. correct?
It really can. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. The whole factor of being intentional is the thing that I really was able to see in talking to all these millionaires. They're intentional with their money. They're intentional about the budget that they set. They're even intentional about eating out. On average, these millionaires were spending less than $200 a month at restaurants. And so, you know, it doesn't mean they're not going out to eat, but it's not something that they're doing all the time. So these are people that are working hard for their money, but they understand the value of having your money also work for you.
Yes. And this is a good time of year to get focused.
It is. I mean, especially at the first of the year, you know, this is where people really reset. And you hear a lot about people setting resolutions for themselves. And I want people to get serious about this year. I want 2019 to be a year that people make more financial progress than they've ever made before. But the definition of insanity is to keep doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So it's
correct.
Time for people to really acknowledge, what do they want? Why does it matter? And really to think about who stands to gain. If you do better at money, who stands to gain? And I think we can look at our kids and our grandkids, but also a little bit bigger than that, our communities. This is another thing that really jumped out at me about these millionaires. 70% of them are setting aside money each month to be able to give to others. And so it tells you a lot about their heart, their focus, and really what drives them.
Correct. And that's so important. It's so important to give back.
It is. It is really important. I mean, as you know, with us and working through the seven baby steps, the final one is to be able to build wealth and give. I know for a fact that giving is the most fun you could ever have with money.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, what are some, I guess, you know, what can people do to kind of start down that path? You know, we talked about knowledge and habits and budgeting. Can they go to your website and find out, you know, about the seven steps?
Yes, they sure can. I mean, the seven baby steps, that's our foundation piece. Dave Camp, you know, developed those over 25 years ago. And we've helped millions of people walk through with Financial Peace University, which is our 9-week course to guide people in understanding how money works and how they can take control. But they can learn more. I've got articles and blogs and video on YouTube about how to do this stuff. How do you begin to take steps in the right direction? So they can go to my website, chrishogan360.com, and really start to learn more, but also share it with friends and family. This information about dealing with money is something we all need some help or we all can improve on.
Yes, and I'm always on YouTube. I've got you down as, you know, I subscribe to your show there. It is fantastic. And, you know, for our viewers out there, it's so good because this gives you an idea of what you need to do to safely purchase a home and to save your money and to put down, a substantial down payment. Now, I am really curious, how do you define, you know, a net worth millionaire? I mean, for our listeners out there, they're all driving home right now. And they're thinking, well, how can I do this? What is the net worth millionaire? How do you define it?
I think it's really important to understand your begin point. And so net worth is really this. A lot of people get confused, especially when I start talking about becoming an everyday millionaire. A lot of people think, do I need to make $1 million a year? Or what are some, you know, things to do? And it really boils down to net worth, which means this. Net worth is what you own minus what you owe. So what you own could be your 401k, your 403b, your Roth IRAs, your home if you have it paid off, the money in your bank account, add all that up. And if you take that and subtract out anything you owe on, that's your debt. If you equal over a net worth, $1 million in your net worth, then you're an everyday millionaire. And so to help people with this tool, with this process, I've developed a free tool to help them. They can go to the net worth calculator on my website at ChrisHogan360 and really find out where you are today. And this can begin your journey to becoming an everyday millionaire.
That's great. And that is ChrisHogan360.com. It's a great website. You can go down to the calculator and figure that out. Tell us some stories that are in your book, because I'm always amazed at these people that call you. Chris?
Yes, I'm here.
Well, we're going to have to wrap it up. I hate wrapping this up, but we've got your books to give away. We're going to give away 3 books here on our show. And I'm going to put you on my website so people can connect with you. And I can't thank you enough.
Well, thank you so much, Anita. It was a pleasure to be with you.
We'll talk to you soon, Chris.
All right, you've been listening to Anita Hiles having a discussion with Chris Hogan. We're going to give you some more information about the author and the book and how it's available to you when we get back. You're listening to The Last Word in Real Estate. Today's real estate show, of course, is Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. We're going to step away for just a couple of minutes, and we'll be right back. Phone lines are open, 222-TALK, 222-8255.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Hi, this is Alana Cohen with Caliber Home Loans, NMLS 1086794. Need help finding a home loan? Call Caliber Home Loans today. We offer a variety of home purchase and refinancing options to help ensure your home loan is truly affordable. We're conveniently located at 12724 Grand Bay Parkway, right off I-95. We have local representatives that are dedicated to providing superior service and personal expert guidance throughout your home financing process. Give me a call at 904-813-6709. That's 904-813-6709, Caliber Home Loans.
Caliber Home Loans is an equal housing lender.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Good afternoon, Jacksonville. Welcome back to The Last Word in Real Estate. Today's Last Word in Real Estate is Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. We just had a great phone conversation. Anita's back on with us, and that was a very impressive discussion you had with Mr. Chris Hogan, and he has given you some books to give away.
He has, and we've got his book that has just been released. And so we are excited. It's Everyday Millionaires, and we would like to give those away. So how can we do that?
Well, we got a few copies to give away. I guess three copies to give away to the first three callers that call in at 222-TALK, 222-8255. The phone lines are open now. AJ's going to run it in there for you.
That'll make it easy. The first three callers. The
first three callers. There you go. First three callers get a book.
Yes, and that is 904-222-8255. And so please... He's going to autograph these and then and mail them to you. So we want to get those out and about. I tell you what.
Boom, boom, boom. All three. Anita, people out there listening to your show right off the bat.
I love it. He is amazing. And you can go to YouTube and you can Google Chris Hogan 360. And you can go to his website, ChrisHogan360.com. And of course, you can always go to RapidFireRealEstate.com because I will have his information up probably by morning time tomorrow. So that way you can just go onto my website at RapidFireRealEstate.com and then look for Chris Hogan's area, and you can just click on it and it'll take you where you need to go. And I just love him. I listen to him, and I agree with the things he has to say, you know, save your money. And it's amazing, all the stories. I love listening to him on YouTube because the stories are really amazing.
You know what's really amazing is that he took the time to make this phone call for you
he
today.
Did.
He was on his cell phone rushing out to the airport, said, "Nope, I'm going to pick up the phone. I'm going to call Anita Hiles and get in touch with her." So there's the power of your show right there.
I know. He was so nice to fit us in on the way. So.
I was surprised when he said that most millionaires don't inherit their money. I would have expected that big portions of them do.
I know, and it's a matter of just changing some lifestyle things that we do to get us on the right road. So,
you know, you mentioned the number of cable stations we have. Not cheap, but I don't have cable. I haven't had cable in 15 or 16 years. I have an antenna.
You're cheap.
Well, no, I everybody gets their news off the internet now, and just about anything you
Bill
want is available.
Bill is cheap.
Oh, come on. Ow. Yes, okay.
Cheap and easy.
I do have the first and second dollar I ever made, but you know how it is.
The rumor is he's cheap and easy.
We feel we have to have 400 channels.
I tell you what, I did have about every channel, and I don't use any of them. And so
that's a couple hundred dollars a month, probably.
It is. And I finally went over to Comcast and cut those off and just go, this is what I listen to. So what program is that? And believe it or not, it was the cheapest one they had.
They gave you an a la carte package that they never offer up front.
Yes.
They offer the gold premium
package.
So
I literally saved over $100.
Wow.
You know, I never watch any of those channels. So it's amazing what we can do. And I tell this to my home buyers because when we have people that come in and they don't quite have the money yet, or maybe they have a few credit issues, we suggest all these things to them so that way they can have that American dream, so they can have and buy a house. And so it's so important that sometimes we do have to cut things to get what we want. You know, we've all been there. Our parents taught us that, right? You know, save your money if you want to buy your new car, you know, if you want to get your first car and things of that nature. It's no different, you know, when our home buyers want to buy a house. We might need to do some cuts in our budget to save a little money for that down payment.
And as a real estate professional, sometimes you have to play the bad guy. Someone comes in and says, I want to buy a home in Queens Harbor, but
sure,
you've looked at the numbers and you say, well, you know, maybe you might want to buy a home in Sutton Lakes and then work up to Queens Harbor.
Correct.
And you have to be the bad guy. But in the grand scheme, you are able to explain to people, this doesn't have to be the home you have for the rest of your life. This could be the home you have for 5 or 6 years and sell it, make a profit, and then move in. Does that happen a lot?
Yes, it does. It does. Absolutely, it does. So, you know, we always want to tell people the truth. We want to let them know, you know, what their buying power is, and we don't want people to exceed it. We want people to be comfortable with their payment at Realty Executives Oceanside. So it is so important that we do all those things. And let's not forget ChrisHogan360.com, and he's part of the Dave Ramsey Solutions. And so look him up. He's fantastic. So call us with your real estate questions. And today I am excited because we have our top producer. We have our top producer.
Who's that producer?
Well, you're the producer of the show, AJ.
I thought there was somebody I didn't know about.
I only have the best here at Rapid Fire Real Estate. I tell you that. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at RapidFireRealEstate.com. And when you come back, we have Betty Layton here. And you're probably wondering, who is Betty Layton? Well, you got to stay
tuned. We'll find out.
You're listening to The Last Word in Real Estate. Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles is going to be back in just a couple of minutes. We want you to join us. Phone lines are open, 222-TALK, 222-8255. Give Anita a call with your questions on real estate. Join us on the backside, won't you? Bow, bow, bow.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Vice President Mike Pence says Democrats were unwilling to even negotiate an end to the partial government shutdown and the standoff over President Trump's desire for a border barrier. Mr. Pence spoke outside the West Wing after a contentious meeting Wednesday between Trump and congressional leaders. Mr. Pence says, quote, "I think the president made his position very clear today that there will be no deal without a wall," unquote. The incoming chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee says Attorney General nominee William Barr has confidence in Special Counsel Robert Mueller and will let Mueller finish his Russia investigation. Senator Lindsey Graham says Barr has a very high opinion of Mueller. The South Carolina Republican was among the members of the Senate Judiciary Committee who met with Barr on Wednesday as Barr made the rounds on Capitol Hill before his confirmation hearings next week. On Wall Street, the Dow by 92 points, this is SRN News.
Are you afraid of the IRS because you have unfiled or unpaid taxes? Most don't realize that having unfiled federal taxes is a misdemeanor punishable by up to 1 year in jail for each unfiled return. With the IRS, it's never a question of if they'll come, but when. We are J. David Tax Law, a local firm right here in Jacksonville. Your first step to IRS protection is our no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your specific tax problem step by step. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. Our fee payment plans are affordable for everyone. Call today for a no-cost consultation at 904-606-0009. That's 904-606-0009. Or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Friday, January 11th at 8 p.m., it's the Pink Floyd Laser Spectacular at the Florida Theater in downtown Jacksonville. Saturday, January 12th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. And Saturday, January 12th at 7 p.m., it's the Elvis Birthday Bash at the Florida Theater.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Hey, Jacksonville, listen up for some breaking news. Friday at 5 p.m. is a no-miss radio day. Tune in to The Last Word on Politics with Bill Hay when we'll have the most sought-after political candidate by the media in Jacksonville. Our mystery guests will be coming to us for their first interview after qualifying, and they're going to be back again on Saturday night for an even more in-depth conversation. Once again, WBOB shows we are the leader in conservative broadcasting in North Florida. Tune in Friday at 5 p.m. for The Last Word in Politics and hear the first words from someone who may be Jacksonville's next mayor.
The first thing you're going to have to learn is that until you stop expecting our politicians or anyone else to change your life isn't going to change. The only person going to change your life is you, but you need to know how.
Want to learn how? Meet Del Walmsley's Lifestyles Unlimited team and get your map to retirement in 5 years or less. Saturday, January 19th from noon to 4 at the Doubletree by Hilton Jacksonville Riverfront. Attend for free. Register at retireinfiveyearsorless.com. That's retireinfiveyearsorless.com. Limited seating, unlimited potential. Register today at retireinfiveyearsorless.com.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
You're seeing some delays because of an accident on I-10 on the westbound ramp to Lenox Avenue. That off-ramp right lane is blocked. Be careful also. Another crash on the west beltway 295 northbound beyond Blanding Boulevard. And there's a crash on the east beltway 295 southbound beyond Butler Boulevard. Looks like traffic's tied up there. Breezy this afternoon. Tonight, clear and cold. Low 35. Thursday, sunny and cool. High 55.
Does your roof need replacing, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, log on to home.servicemagic.com. Service Magic is a free online resource with instant access to pre-screened remodelers, maids, handymen, painters, and many other home contractors. It's easy and it's free. Just go to home.servicemagic.com. Home.servicemagic.com. That's home.servicemagic.com.
Good afternoon, Jacksonville, and welcome back to The Last Word. Today, The Last Word is in real estate, and you're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. Anita, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, and I am easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And I'm excited today because we have my top producer, Betty Layton. She is here with us today. How are you, Betty?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Yes. And you know what? We want you to do a little plug-in for Realty Executives Oceanside because we are doing a little bit of hiring. We're looking for agents out there. We're looking for that special agent, if you will. And at Realty Executive, we are executives. We're not agents. And so tell us how you like it.
Well, I've been with Realty Executives Oceanside for about 2.5 years. And I've been in the profession for 5.5 years. And with Realty Executives, you get the training that you need to be a confident agent. And, you know, they give you the confidence in just the programs they have. And it's all done online. And it's free to you. They're in either a podcast or an online audio. And you can do it at your own time. So that's what makes it convenient and lets you, again, set your own schedule to meet these seminars that you wish to attend.
Yeah, we have a pretty good time there. I got to admit,
it's a lot
of
fun.
Yes, we do have a good time, and we work hard, we play hard, and we have commission splits all the way up to 100%. So if people, we know, as they say here in Jacksonville, everybody's got a real estate license, but not everyone is an executive. And so we can train you to be an executive at Realty Executive Oceanside. So we encourage you to go to rapidfirerealestate.com, and you can always reach out to me or to Betty Layton on that website. We're both there. And so, yeah, we encourage that. Now, I know that Betty likes listings.
I do.
So tell us how you get your listings and what, you know, for people out there that are listening, they're on the road right now and they're wondering, you know, in case I want to sell, what do I need to do? How do I do this?
Well, as a seller, as people always say, the first impressions are everything. And if you don't leave that first good impression on that first person that's going to walk up to your door to go take a look at it, to purchase it, that first impression is not there. They're probably going to walk away and they won't come back a second time. So just some things that you can do to get that first impression to be a wow is first is landscaping. You know, clean up your yard. Put some fresh mulch out there. Put some flowers. You know, get some color in that front yard. That's really a big for curb appeal, and it will have your home stand out on your block. And then when you go to the interior, you want to declutter. That is the biggest thing. You want to make your home look larger, and it doesn't look large when you have just all kinds of stuff in there that's really not needed and just clutters your home.
Yeah, and you know, what they say is that the majority of homes are purchased at the curb, not
yes.
actually inside. So, you know, when people drive up to check out the house to see if they want to call Betty to take a look at it inside, they're going to drive by if it doesn't look good. And the inside could be stellar, but if the outside is not, they're not going to call you. They're not going to call
right.
Betty Layton and say, hey, I really need to see this house before, you know, somebody else sees it. So curb appeal is very important.
It is.
Declutter, we always, right? Tell me if I'm wrong here. But we do tell our sellers that you're going to move. Start packing. Put
right.
this stuff away, right?
If I could jump in for a second, you've got a far reach today. You're going down to St. Augustine. You're talking about decluttering. You're talking about curb appeal. You've got a caller on the line that wants to get your opinion on prepping and possibly what you think about mobile homes. And if you've got an opinion on that.
I'm a pro now.
We got an expert here.
All right, so hang on just a second. Let's bring up Marty. Marty, you're on with Anita Hiles and Rapid Fire Real Estate and her guest today, Betty.
Hey, Marty.
Well, hey, thanks for being there. And I want you to know that I look at WBOB as like a lighthouse, and I'm trying to get out of the darkness. And I reach out to that station for a lot of information.
That's
I
great.
Want you to know what you think about, and just on a parenthetical note, I live in an area where it's La This and Bell That and all of these exotic-sounding neighborhoods, but I never hear of any except one south on 207. I won't mention the name, that it's modular, but it's like, I think, a condo area. But what do you think of, number one, buying mobile homes? And somebody starting out, we talk about affordable housing in this county of St. John's County. What do you think of somebody starting out and the affordability of going into a mobile home?
Marty, thank you very much for your call today.
Yes, thank you, Marty. And I'll tell you, Marty, that you know, a mobile home is a depreciating asset. But I could tell you that what we do with people is obviously would like to put them in a permanent home, but not everybody could start off that way. So Betty Layton is actually our expert on mobile homes and how to purchase them, because they are there is a long process, and we have to make sure that for our buyers that that everything is checked out and everything is proper, not only for the loan, because the loan has some issues with it as well. So we make sure that everything is done on that. But to answer your question, I mean, it's all what our buyers can afford. But we do let them know that obviously a mobile home is a depreciating asset. And so
And Marty, this is Betty now. I'm speaking with you. Something else to keep in mind is if you go to purchase just a piece of property, whether it be a half acre, an acre, to put this, whether modular home or mobile home on, two of your biggest expenses, if they don't have public water, would be a well and a septic system. And so those are your two really biggest expenses to get that, then to place that mobile home on that piece of property. So if it's something that you can afford, then absolutely. And we have the people at the office to guide you in that direction. And we may be able to find that piece of property that is already established with a well, if needed, and that septic tank. And so now you're looking at just purchasing a mobile home and having it put on that piece of property if there's not one already there, if that makes sense.
Yes. And Marty, don't forget to go to my Facebook page at Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles and like my page. I'd appreciate it.
I think, AJ, the books went flying out of here.
They were gone.
Boom, boom, boom. 1, 2, 3. I think AJ's got some information. Well,
yeah.
Actually, he's on the phone with someone right now. So you've got another caller waiting.
Yeah, because in a little bit, we're going to find out who got those books. And so what else, Betty? We talk about decluttering and inside the house. What else?
I personally tell my sellers, you go in there and I have a heart to heart with them and say, hey, you need, you know, a deep cleaning, or maybe you want to repaint the interior, because a freshly painted home, it speaks volumes and it looks so clean and it smells so nice. And so if you can take a weekend and know you're going to be wanting to sell your home, is just go in and give it a fresh interior paint. And we suggest neutral colors.
Yes.
You know, neutral is the best to sell, is neutral colors.
I mean, any of our listeners can, you know, when you get home from your travel, go on Zillow or Realtor.com or Trulia, any of those, and you know, you scroll through photos and some of them are hideous. I mean, you know, you get these agents that will use their cell phone to take photos, and you know, some won't even tell the homeowner, you know, that fuchsia pink room doesn't photograph very well. Let's tone it down or paint it a neutral color. And it's so important to do that, because people, you get one chance. That's one thing with it I would love to stress to our listeners. You get one chance. When they're going through those sites, they're going through those photos quickly. And if it's not appealing, they've moved on to the next click, to the next property, and they're not going to go back to yours. So you have one chance for that presentation. So that curb appeal has to be good, the house has to be stellar, and then when they come in person, it's got to smell good.
And just a quick example is I had a seller back about 8 months ago, and bless her heart, she had primary colors in all the rooms. And at that time, she was leaving town, she didn't have time to paint, so we left it as it was. And so as I'm getting feedbacks on the showings, I finally was able to talk her into letting me bring a painter in and painting it all neutral color, and then within 2 weeks, it sold. So it really does matter to those consumers out there. If they have to do all kinds of work when they enter that home, if they're to purchase it, but neutral is the best thing.
Neutral is the best thing. And we've got some horror stories that we're going to talk about that we had to get our sellers to kind of change a few things when we come back. And you're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. on WBOB.
Absolutely, and we're going to come back. The last word on real estate today is with Anita Hiles from Rapid Fire Real Estate. The phone lines are open, 222-TALK, 222-8255. Anita's going to give you some more information when she gets back about her website and how you can contact her, and Betty will be joining her as well. Join us on the backside, won't you?
It's the last word, and it's on Talk Radio 600 WBOB. Mark Levin will be here at 6 tonight.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Hi, this is Alana Cohen with Caliber Home Loans, NMLS 1086794. Need help finding a home loan? Call Caliber Home Loans today. We offer a variety of home purchase and refinancing options to help ensure your home loan is truly affordable. We're conveniently located at 12724 Grand Bay Parkway, right off I-95. We have local representatives that are dedicated to providing superior service and personal expert guidance throughout your home financing process. Give me a call at 904-813-6709. That's 904-813-6709, Caliber Home Loans.
Caliber Home Loans is an equal housing lender.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at GoHomePro.com.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand, RealtyExecutives.com.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Good.
Well, hey, well, it's so cold outside, I thought we needed some fire, so I thought I'd jump in on you, all right?
Always good for a change in bumper music. You're listening to The Last Word in Real Estate. Today, The Last Word in Real Estate is with Rapid Fire Real Estate and Anita Hiles and her guest, Betty. Anita, welcome back in.
Yes, Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And I'm going to go to AJ. AJ, are you
Hello
with
there.
Me?
Yeah, I'm here. You know, we had some great winners.
Yeah, tell me about
it. Three great winners, and they were very patient since we had to take some multiple information here.
I know.
We had a form to fill out. Yes. But Cameron Brubeck from Jacksonville, appreciate that. Jeff Bailey from Jacksonville Beach and Tina Crafts from Jacksonville as well. They are going to get hand-delivered in the mail the Chris book.
Yes,
it's
the signed Chris book.
Right.
Well, congratulations to them, and thank you so much for listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate. I appreciate you. Make sure you go to my Facebook page and like it at Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. And Betty, tell me more, because one thing, we're going to tell you just a few horror stories, because we have them. Tell us about my favorite story is
the dog.
The dog. We went to an expired listing. It had not sold. It was on the market for like 190 somewhat days. Mm-hmm. And Betty and I went to knock on the door. And what happened, Betty?
Well, as soon as I opened the door, it just kind of blew me away. I about fell backwards. They have an English bulldog. And oh my gosh, just the oil on that dog's body is just really horrid. And it was just it stunk. And so we walked in and we sat at the kitchen table and I asked her why. You know, some of the questions we ask are
now to clarify
customers.
Betty,
yes.
Don't mean to interrupt you, but to clarify, it stank really bad to a point that I was itchy.
It was bad. And I mean, really, we both
Where
have dogs.
Where did this show go? We've got itchy, stinky, oily dogs.
And you know, we both own
Welcome
dogs
to real estate.
Ourselves. And so normally people who are dog owners or cat owners don't smell that odor in the house. Well, it was really, really bad. So the first thing we have to do if we want to gain a potential client, you have to be honest with them. And so when I asked her some questions about what feedbacks they were getting from their agent, and he said, oh, the people just like it, but they, you know, it's not for them, and not one word about the stinky dog. And he never told them about their stinky dog. So that was the first thing we mentioned, was you have a stinky dog and we have to get the odor out. You have to professionally clean your home.
Yes.
And we did.
And mind you, the house looked clean. You know, everything's put away in its place. It was a very nice home. It showed very nice. But they're used to their own dog, just like mm-hmm. I'm used to my own dog. And
they had no idea.
They had no idea.
And they have a term for that. It's called going nose blind.
Yes, it
yes.
is. And,
yes.
And, you know, I'm guilty of it, too. And so, you know, here we had to tell them your house smelled, and their last realtor didn't do that and lost a listing and wasted their seller's time 190-somewhat days. I think we sold it in less than... I think it was like 40 days it
yeah,
sold.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, we had it deep cleaned, and we have actually a house cleaner, a part of our staff, and Cindy Kane, she's crazy. She literally is crazy. And she is addicted to making sure everything is clean.
I think she was there for 3 days.
You know, I think that's something you need to mention. If you're a top-quality realtor like you are,
yes.
Then you have a network of these people to solve these problems. You've
we
got
do.
Somebody to clean carpets, somebody to paint houses if you need it, someone to do all this fixing, maybe staging.
Yes.
I don't
yes.
know if you guys are a proponent of staging or not. You haven't talked about that today. But you have this network, the Anita Hiles Rapid Fire Real Estate
we
Network.
We do. We have handyman. We have electricians. We have contractors and roofers.
Yeah. We got people who do it all. And, you know, we've used these vendors before, and we know who we can trust. And then we would definitely, someone we trust, we would definitely recommend to our sellers.
Yes. So how can they get a hold of you, Betty? And you've got two listings, one coming soon and one now. Why don't you tell us a little bit about them?
Yeah, I've got one that's active now. The price on that is $129. It's 9864 Eve Drive North. It's a 3-1. It was built in 1951. It had a inspection done on it already, and the owner has made those repairs. So give me a call on that one. And I have a coming soon. And this is on Conga Street. It actually backs up to the San Jose Country Club golf course. So you got a lot of privacy. It's a fenced yard.
What area, though? What's the major cross streets?
You got San Jose and Old Kings Road.
Oh, okay.
Kind of that area.
Gotcha.
The zip code is 32217. It's 3917 Conga Street. 32217 zip code. It was built in 1956. Right now, the owners are getting it prepared, as we discussed, for me to make it active. They are refinishing their hardwood floors. They've repainted the interior. They've repainted the exterior. They even put a whole new Samsung appliance package in the kitchen, including.
I can't wait for that to come on.
Yeah, no, it's going to be
gonna
great.
It's going to go quick. It's going to go quick.
And we have that starting at $214,900. So you can get a hold of me at BettyLayton.net or 904-838-8743.
And you can always go to rapidfirerealestate.com and go under my agent tab, and you can find Betty Layton there, my top producer. Or you can also go to reoceansidejax.com, and that will also take you there. I appreciate you being here, Betty.
Thank you for having me.
And giving us some insight of what we, for our sellers out there. And I would say that if your agent's out there using your a cell phone to take photos, I don't care if it's a $30,000 house or a $1 million home, you need to call us then, because that's not the right thing to do. Betty, yeah. Do you have a special? We talked about this. You were going to, for people who call you and list with you, you're going to throw in what?
I'm going to throw in, you know, anytime we get a contract on a home and I'm representing the seller, it always happens that buyer's agent wants a home warranty. So for anyone who calls me on this radio show or calls me within the next, let's say by the end of this month, by January 31st at 904-838-8743, I will take care of that home warranty to go with the sale of your home.
Yeah,
and that is up to a $540 value.
Yes, that's pretty good. That's pretty good, because we love giving those home warranties out, and they are pricey for our sellers from time to time. And so we're going to pick up the tab if you list with Betty Layton at Realty Executive Oceanside. So I'm looking forward to that. Thank you so much, Betty.
Thank you.
And Bill, it's going to be you and I,
yeah,
for the ride home for people. I'm excited about this. Today was our first show, so there was some kinks we're gonna have to
kinks. There were no kinks. You did.
Oh,
perfect.
You're a kink. You're
you
a
did
kink.
Perfect.
You're
we
a kink.
Did, everything
you,
was.
You
perfect.
Were not so perfect, oh. But I appreciate that of you. But we're gonna have fun on our show, and we're gonna be on every Wednesday from 5 to 6 p.m. We never want you to turn that dial, because we're gonna have a great show. Today we were privileged enough to have Chris Hogan. 360.com and Chris Hogan. I don't know if you guys need to look him up. He is just fantastic. His books went quick, The Everyday Millionaire. And so we're going to have different people. I've had people from HGTV on here. We've had some local politicians on my show. And we have elections coming up in March. So I'm hoping to get maybe the mayor and maybe the chief of police on here, because they're both running for re-election, and they can let us know what is new and upcoming and what they want to conquer here in Jacksonville. And, of course, we're going to always want your business, and we are looking for more listings and more buyers to contact us at Realty Executive Oceanside. And so I'm excited about this.
Yeah,
new
well, you
venture.
Should be excited, because you've done great. And as a matter of fact, you mentioned the mayor. And Lenny Curry used to have a show here that I produced years ago, What's the Buzz? We used to do that in the afternoon once a week.
I love that. I thought you were going to tell me he just called in or something.
No, he hasn't talked to me since, I
no,
guess.
I
well, we're going to have, I'm going to have to leave him a message and ask him what the buzz is.
There
so
you go.
I am looking forward to being with you from 5 to 6 p.m. on your ride home. And we're going to tell you all about real estate. And I am blessed to have you all. And I am easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com.
Thank you, Anita. You've been listening to The Final Word in Real Estate with Anita Hiles on Rapid Fire Real Estate. You can find her on her website, which she gave you moments ago, rapidfirerealestate.com. Tomorrow is The Final Word in Politics, and we'll be back here with Anita next Wednesday afternoon. You're definitely not going to want to miss that show. She's going to be working on a good one for you between now and then. We'll talk to you on the backside.